My name is Lynn McKechnie, and I'm from Sierraville, California. I love hiking in the mountains. I love the views of the mountains. I love the animals, the birds, the trees. I like to ride horses. I ride horses on trails. And I taught science, sixth grade, for 20 years. And the more I had to learn to teach my students, the idea of conservation kept coming up in what I had to teach. And so the more I got into it, the more I realized how fast we were losing the environment that we had. And in my own lifespan, I could see things, I could see air quality changing. And I thought, this is pretty scary because I'm not 100 years old. And to see the environment changing that fast, it was scary to me. And I thought, well, if it could change that fast, it would change much faster. So I started trying to bring my students and inform them, because I thought, this is the hope, you know, for the future of the earth. I mean, once, if we destroy the earth, that's basically it. And so that kind of became my goal as a teacher, to teach them about conservation so that they could appreciate some of the things that I enjoyed so much. In the long run, they'd have an earth that they would could pass on to their children. As a teacher, I saw a real value to having people work together to solve a problem. Problems come up in the classroom, and if you try to dictate a solution, it often doesn't work really well in the long run. And if you can draw people into the solution, you learn a lot. Better solutions tend to come out when you understand where people are coming from. So I really am a believer of consensus and knowledge, finding out as much as you can before you start making a lot of decisions. It's key to conservation, and it's key to the long-term benefit of, you know, the earth, and the earth in a way that we would want to live on the earth.